One of my passions is just to understand and know the Word of God more and more. Today I don't have like five principles to do this or six principles to do that. I don't have that for you. That's probably a common theme around here in Track 4. Is that kind of my understanding? You know, Brad Bigney and all that and Paul Tripp. I'm getting my PhD in the Old Testament and I'm learning all kinds of things and I love it. So my mind is just filled with all kinds of stories in the Old Testament and as I filter all of that through biblical counseling, it just kind of wallows up that there's some great things that we can learn, but we need to take more time in just digesting the stories and understanding the stories. And I want to present to you two today a story of Samson in maybe a way that you have not thought about it before. And so you may not even get to all the application until, like, oh, what time is it now? Now it's 3:50. We may not get to all the application until like 4:30. Will that be okay with you? If you understand the text better than when you came in, and then you know how to apply it more, would that be okay for you? So you can hang with me as we go through, you know, like five chapters or so, or how many chapters? Maybe four chapters of Scripture. You can do that. Even at on Wednesday at 3:45, and this is your last session. You can do this.
Sort of.
Oh, come on. No, you're going to... I hope you'll love this story. I hope you'll love it, and I think you'll see it more clearly in focus than you have before, hopefully. So what do you... Let's start with this question right here. Has there been a time in your life where you were assigned a task and you did not understand the purpose? Think through that with me for just a second. As you were assigned a task and you did not understand a purpose, and how did your lack of understanding of the purpose affect your doing of the task? Okay, now let's have some answers to that. I mean, as you think through that, what might be some answers to that? Lucky. I wasn't motivated to do the task very well. I saw a hand right here.
Frustrated.
I'm frustrated, okay? Right here, Jeannie. I did the task wrong, okay? Jim. Busyness, but low productivity. All of those kinds of things begin to happen when we do not understand the purpose. Let me give you an example. I was assigned, when I first started teaching in the counseling ministry, the lecture on comparison of counseling philosophy. And I don't know if you remember that lecture, but there's a lot of blanks in that thing. There's a lot of stuff in that lecture. And when I first started teaching that, I don't think I fully understood the purpose of that lecture. And so I kind of worked through and labored through that. And man, there was a lot of things that I wanted to change about that lecture. And you may say, Brent, you should have changed a lot of things about that. That's fair enough. But as I grew into understanding the purpose, I began to see how all the pieces fit together. I think it was Pastor Good or Doc Smith who wrote those lectures. And yeah, we need to update them sometimes. But I began to see, as I understood their purpose behind it, how all of the pieces fit together. And now I don't want to change a whole lot of that lecture at this point in time because I understand it and it made sense. I just wish they had left the purpose for me when they had given it to me. But it made sense now, and I mean, on Monday when I taught that lecture, I had a great time doing it because I understood it and I was motivated. Now, the dangers in Christianity of teaching behaviors without teaching purpose will become apparent as we look at Samson today. Talk to me about this. What do you know about the book of Judges? Anything you know about the book of Judges? Let's kind of get our minds oriented around this so we get a context, and then we will fully understand the Samson story. I promise you that. What do you know about the book of Judges? Anything? Anything at all? Okay, hold on. One at a time, though. Right here. Okay, by the end of the book of Judges, everybody is doing what is right in their own eyes, not at the beginning. There's a progression in the book of Judges. If you don't know that, please note that in your mind, there's a progression. The book of Judges starts out, wow. By the time it ends, okay, by the book of Judges, who is Israel, in the beginning of the book of Judges, who is Israel fighting? The Canaanites. In the end of the book of Judges, who is Israel fighting? Israel. Is that a good thing? It's not a good thing. So you see civil war by the end. So there's a progression in the book of Judges. Something is deteriorating. What else do you know about the book of Judges? Yes. The entire Judges cycle. So what is the cycle? It goes something like this. The people did evil in the sight of the Lord. Okay, at that point in time, God did what to them? He didn't raise up a judge yet. There had to be something before a judge. Oh, he raised up an oppressor. Okay, once there was an oppressor, then the people did what? Then the people cried out. Once the people cry out, what happened? God heard and then raised up a deliverer. And then the deliverer delivered them. And then the people were okay for a little bit until they sinned again in the sight of the Lord. And that is a cycle in the book of Judges. Now, who is the last judge? Okay, in the book of Judges. You got me there. Sorry. Samuel was, but before that, before the last judge. Okay. It was Samson. Samson was the last judge, and if there is a progression in the story of Judges, and if he is the last judge, what do you make of him? And there's something probably going not so good with Samson. And in that regard, let's take a look at this, starting in Judges chapter 13. So if you will, please, don't even look at your notes right now. You don't even have to take notes at this point in time. I would rather you just understand the flow of the story. And there's a plot line summary in your notes of the book of Judges that you'll kind of gain. So you really don't have to take notes here. I would rather you just listen and understand the scriptures. That's really all I want you to do at this point in time. So engage your mind, not your hands and your pens right there. And well, are you going to be happy with that?
Yes.
All right, I knew you will. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm happy. All right. But I do need you to open your Bibles because you're like biblical counselors, right? So did you actually bring a Bible? All right. Let me see your Bible. Let me see this Joel Osteen thing. Okay, buy this Bible. This is No. That's in Texas. This is here. All right. Turn to Judges chapter 13. Judges chapter 13. The Samson character is the climax of the book of Judges, the cycles in the book of Judges. The climax of probably one of the great tragedies is that he is oblivious to a special calling that God has given him. Even though God continues to give him opportunities to see what he's supposed to be, his purpose, instead, Samson is self-absorbed with his sexual appetite and with his struggles with women. Samson ends up physically blind as an ironic testimony to his spiritual blindness. Samson, does anybody know what his name means? His name means sun-like, giving light. Where does he end up? In darkness. Okay. Samson also represents something. He's not just an individual. Well, as a nation goes, so does its people, and the people kind of elect and have the characteristics of their leaders. Samson is typical of a typical Israelite at this point in time too. So Samson is characteristic of the entire nation of Israel at this point in time. Now, with all of that in mind, let's read some, and I'm going to explain as we go, and you're going to see the story unfold. Now, the sons of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord, so that the Lord gave them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. What would you expect after this? What would you, according to the cycle? They cry out. There was a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites. Are they crying out? They're not crying out at all, and they never cry out at this point. What is that telling you? What is that telling you? They're not crying out. The cycle, the downward spiral, there's an element missing in the cycle. Please note that, and I think that's important. The people of Israel at this point in time are apathetic. Okay? And you're going to see that even the way they treat Samson, this so-called deliverer. Okay? Now, there was a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had borne no children. I mean, what is this theme about barrenness in God's people? I mean, where did this come from? That was a rhetorical question. So, there, where have you seen barrenness before? Okay, Sarah, then you saw it in Isaac. Okay, so the children of Israel were born miraculously. Would you buy that? They had a special, miraculous birth. When God called a people of Abraham, he did so in the context of bringing life out of a dead